May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Please be seated. What does the word hospitality mean to you? Maybe you think of the hospitality industry, the many service jobs involved in hospitality. The reception desk and housekeeping staff at a hotel. The flight attendants on an airplane. The guest services department of an event venue. These people are all doing the work of hospitality. It's their job to make people feel welcome in a place, make people feel comfortable, help them with any questions or needs they might have. Or maybe when you think of hospitality, you think of welcoming guests into your own home. If you invite friends over for dinner or have house guests, what you do to provide hospitality. You tidy up. You make the guest bed. You make sure the fridge is stocked, or you plan a very nice meal. All of these things are ways of extending hospitality, helping your guests to feel welcome and comfortable. We also talk about hospitality here in the church. We have people who greet us as we come into our church on a Sunday morning. We look after our building and the surrounding churchyard so that it's attractive and easy to navigate. We make coffee and provide biscuits after our services. And we open up our buildings to different groups. All of these things are hospitality. Now, in all these examples of hospitality, it's about welcoming people into our space. Whether it's a hotel, your own home, or the church, we turn on the lights, open the doors, and welcome people in. And that's a worthwhile thing to do. But it's not what Jesus tells us to do in our gospel reading this morning. In today's reading, Jesus doesn't instruct his disciples to welcome people in. Instead, he sends the disciples out. Instead of telling them to provide hospitality to strangers, he tells them to receive hospitality from the world. Today's reading actually continues the teaching of Jesus, who sends out his 12 disciples, telling them to go from town to town, to travel without money or supplies, to depend on the kindness of strangers. Instead of offering hospitality, Jesus tells them to go out and receive. Now, receiving hospitality is a risky proposition. What if you go over to someone's house and you don't like the food they're serving? What if the bed isn't comfortable? What if they make the coffee too weak? Okay, those examples are a little silly. But when you're receiving hospitality, it means you're not in control. You don't get to choose what you eat or where you sleep. It might even mean you find yourself in an unsafe situation. How many of us, I wonder, without a second thought, would accept the hospitality of a free drink at a bar from a stranger? You can't know what's in the drink or what the stranger's intentions are, even if that stranger is only trying to be friendly. You just can't know. accepting hospitality is risky. Jesus warns his disciples about the dangers of depending on hospitality too. He warns them that they won't always be welcomed. In fact, they may be hated, persecuted, even killed on the account of Jesus. Now, there is a flip side to these warnings, and it is in our gospel reading today. Yes, the disciples may be rejected on account of Jesus. Yes, relying on the hospitality of others is risky. But Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." If you follow Jesus, if you are a disciple, the world may reject you on his account. But sometimes the world will welcome you on his account. Anyone who welcomes the disciples welcomes Jesus himself. There is a famous passage in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 5. Jesus describes the final judgment, saying, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. And I was in prison, and you visited me.' But then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw a stranger and welcomed you, or naked or gave you clothing? And when was it we saw you sick or in prison and we visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.'" Now, in that passage, Jesus teaches us that showing kindness, providing hospitality to strangers is the same as giving kindness and hospitality to Jesus himself. If you want to see Christ in the world, we only have to look at our neighbours. You will see the face of Christ in the faces of the people around us. When we care for them, we are caring for Christ. Today's reading tells the other side of the story. Matthew 25 says, if you want to encounter Christ, we should look at the people around us. We find Christ in the world. But Matthew chapter 10 turns that around. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. We find Christ in the world, and the world finds Christ in us. The world finds Christ in us. Whoever welcomes us welcomes the one who sends us. Whatever kindness and hospitality we receive, that same kindness and hospitality is given to Jesus our Lord. I actually love how these two passages in the Gospel of Matthew fit together. If we want to know where to see Christ in the world, We should look in the face of a stranger. And if the world needs to know where to see Christ, Christ is found in us. These two texts show us two sides of hospitality. The calling to provide hospitality to the stranger and the challenge of accepting hospitality from the world. I think and actually know you are all pretty good at providing hospitality. You provide it here at the church on Sunday mornings and on Thursday mornings. You show it to the other churches and community groups that use our facilities. And I'm sure you offer hospitality in your own homes. But this week, I want to challenge you to take on the other side of the equation. Instead of being the one who stays in your own safe space and provides hospitality to others, try to see where God is calling you out of your comfort zone, out of your space, out of the familiar things you can control. As disciples of Christ, sometimes we are the ones who provide a welcome and hospitality. But we can't stop there. We can't sit in our comfortable homes and cook meals we know we like and invite other people to come to us. We have to go out to the ones who are strangers in an unfamiliar place. We have to be willing to risk discomfort, rejection, even danger. We have to be willing to receive hospitality as well as we give it. Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Let us all take a chance and let the world welcome Jesus through us. Amen.